This is Will's Band of the Week for May 18th, 2014. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Grant, live in studio.
Hello.
Hey, so thanks for coming into the studio.
Yeah, no problem.
Barrett promises that he is going to have a better schedule. He will be able to record on a more regular basis in the near future. And Chris got ill. He literally got ill to the point where he couldn't eat any solid food. And now he's happy to eat solid food again, I guess starting today. So get well, Chris, and we'll have some regular podcasters back, I think, next week, but probably some people just would rather have Grant, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the cutting
probably
edge people.
Probably most people.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Hey, we have a little bit of music news. We went down to the Chicago guitar and drum shows. Should we tell everybody about those?
Yeah.
The drum show is where a bunch of people sell drums, and the guitar show is where a bunch of people sell guitars.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not missing much if you don't go.
It's kind of cool, though, right?
The guitar show isn't that cool.
You were thinking that the guitars were like priced like out of reach because there are too many collectors,
yeah,
right?
It's collectors, not musicians, pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of true, isn't it? It's an interesting way to look at it. Like, it's not really a bunch of musicians wanting to trade instruments or buy instruments so they can play them. It's like these collector people, you know. It's like, I got a 74 Les Paul, you know, I need to get 2700 for that one, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but we had a little more fun at the drum show. It seemed like the drum show had more actual drums people could buy and play.
Yeah.
And also collector stuff, too.
There's a better balance, I think.
Yeah. And I got to meet Bun E. Carlos from Cheap Trick. So, all the old-timers who know Cheap Trick, which is an old-timer band, you know, like, they're probably even a little bit older than me. They were very popular in the late 70s, a little bit into the early 80s, and their drummer was a guy named Bun E. Carlos, and he was at the show. So, that was kind of cool. Midwestern band. We talked about them, I think, or at least I did, on the podcast a couple of months ago, I think. So, yeah, that was fun. More music news? You know, you can't just have music news and just, like, keep talking and sound boring. You gotta do, like, this. Okay, this week's music news. A band got some money from Spotify by releasing a silent album and telling their fans to just stream it over and over again, like all night, just leave it on. And they racked up something like $20,000 from royalties. Isn't that a great idea?
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah. So this article that I found says, it was cited in a lot of different places, but this is from a site called Up Rocks Music. It says, inspired by John Cage's 4 minutes 33 seconds, I guess that was a silent track by John Cage.
Yeah.
And wanting to pull one over on Spotify, Los Angeles-based band Wolfpack recently released Sleepify, an entirely silent album. No music, no lyrics, all nothing. And then they say, if only Imagine Dragons had such foresight. That's a pretty good comment.
It's okay.
The group asked their fans to leave the album on overnight so that with each go around, they'd earn a tiny slice of Spotify royalties, about 0.7 cents per play. Eventually, the figures started to add up, and Wolfpack garnered $20,000, money that was going to be spent toward making tickets for their next tour totally free. And it says it almost worked, and then Spotify figured it out. It's never been stated whether for sure they're not going to get the money. It seems like people think they won't, but it says, the streaming giant did admit the ploy was clever and funny, but ultimately they asked the group to remove the album, claiming it violates Spotify's terms of content. The band has not had all of their music removed, however, though some earlier reports suggested that. In fact, fans were made aware of Spotify's request by a new album posted by the band titled Official Statement, in which one of the members of the band confirms the news via a spoken word track, followed aptly by a 31-second song, in quotes, of complete silence. So, yeah, so he put a statement up on Spotify.
About 5 minutes ago, I received an email from Spotify, and I read it, and now I'm talking to you about that email. It was three paragraphs, and the gist of it was that while they enjoyed Sleepify and thought it was funny and clever, that it violated their terms of content. They were asking me to take down this Sleepify from their service, and I'm scared, and I'm a little bit chilly. I'm hurt. I'm confused. I don't know who to talk to, so I'm talking to you. And I know they have a legal team and investment, but I have Spotify, and they don't. So I'm using my outlet. They probably know that I've read the email because they probably have something that will tell them if I've read it. And they probably know that I'm doing this. They probably know that I'm putting this on Spotify. So I don't know what's going to happen with it. It's very uncertain at the moment. And in light of that certainty, I want to take a 30-second silence to ponder the uncertainty. And at the end of that silence, Cantor Marcy Stein is going to play a keyboard arrangement of an original work. So that's when you'll know it's over. Let's begin.
That's kind of like we've talked about Spotify doing podcasts, but they don't do podcasts. But I guess theoretically you can, but it's awkward. It's not built for podcasts.
Yeah.
But you can upload a spoken word track.
Right.
Maybe we should upload this podcast as a spoken word album.
And I think we should split it into like 30-second segments. So each 30-second segment is a different track.
Yeah. Because if you just put the thing up as one, you know, 40-minute thing, you'll just get credit for one play. So, yeah, it should be split into... Well, as long as you use... what do you call it? What do you call it when it meshes together? You know, gapless playback, right?
Yeah, right.
If you use that, then you could just, like, it could be like 1 second each.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I think they have a minimum length. It has to be like maybe it's 30 seconds or maybe it's 5 seconds. I don't know what it is.
Probably 30 because he made the track 31 seconds.
That's a good inference there. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. People always trying to beat the system, right?
Yes.
And in this case, you know, it's kind of fun that somebody tried to do it, I think. Yeah. All right. There's one more little news item, and that is that I think that Smashing Pumpkins is turning into like a train wreck. Because
are they even still a band?
Well, you know, Billy Corgan just got like three people half his age to make an album with him.
Oh yeah,
a couple year or two ago, and just called it a Smashing Pumpkins album. And now the news came out that he's going to have Tommy Lee from Motley Crue play drums.
That's gross.
And that's just you know, it's just terrible.
He should just stop being in that band.
I mean, just thinking about Tommy Lee just gives me this just bad feeling, you know. This guy just like completely covered with tattoos, and that's fine to be covered with tattoos, I guess, but in his context, you know, this heavy metal, just ridiculous. Yeah. It's just bad.
That's
it's
the same bad feeling I get from Billy Corgan in general. He just seems awful. He seems like a terrible person.
Yeah, there's something about him that's sort of just not appealing.
Yeah.
So I guess we're not endorsing Billy Corgan here. Sorry. Sorry to all the old Smashing Pumpkins fans.
I mean, you can endorse old Smashing Pumpkins without endorsing current Billy Corgan.
Yeah. So okay.
I'm going to take that position, I think.
Okay. You're going to say that like, some of their earlier albums were decent, and you're not going to like you're not going to just write off their albums because you don't like the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. But current 2014 Billy Corgan is not like something you're endorsing.
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, as usual, Grant always brings us interesting music, and so he's going to do that for us tonight. And I might throw one in because I got this Canadian guy that might fit in with your selections. But what? Who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Adonis Adonis.
Yeah. Interesting band. Now, yes. They are Canadian, right?
They are from Toronto, yes.
All right. And what, second album?
I
remember hearing about them
I think
a year and a half ago or something.
They have an album, an EP in this album, and they've done splits and stuff, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
And they have a new album now called Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled. So what are we going to say about them?
I don't know. They're kind of like industrial punk gaze. I think they describe
That's a great
themselves
term.
That.
Punk gaze.
Yeah. I think that pretty much sums them up.
Yeah, like wall of sound, but punky, kind of.
Yeah, well, they have a mix of things. I think that was why they called the album Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled, because part of it is like harder songs, and then the other stuff is like shoegazier and less intense.
Well, let's get a sampling.
Okay.
What should we start with?
I'm going to play not as much of the sort of industrial stuff and more of the shoegazy stuff just because I like it more. And if you're interested in the other side, I encourage you to check them out because they have like music videos for at least like four of the songs on this album. So it's easy to stream the whole thing.
That's the phone, but we're not answering it.
Phone.
All right, what are we starting with?
All right, I'm going to start with track 6, Mr. Smith.
Adonis Adonis. Yeah. Punk gaze.
Yeah, that describes it pretty well.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Let's play another one.
Okay. Now we're going to play track 9, Office Sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to this album a little bit after you told me about it, and the earlier part of the album has more of the industrial type stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I think I like this middle and later part of the album
more.
Yeah,
me too. I think so.
Yeah, so we got to play one more because we always play three.
Okay.
Well, we don't always, but...
Well, for shorter stuff, we play less, but this is a full album.
Yes.
All right. You know, let's jump back to the intense part of the album.
Okay.
Let's do Order in the Court.
That's Adonis Adonis making a racket.
Yes.
Yeah, so they make a racket sometimes, and they make a wall of sound more shoegazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Canada strikes again.
Yeah.
Canada keeps striking. They're going to strike again tonight, too, aren't they?
They are.
Should they strike again right now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, what do we got?
Okay. The second band I'm presenting to you is a band from Calgary that moved to Montreal called Telstar Drugs, and they are Calgary post-punk in the vein of the band Women and similar artists.
It's interesting because, you know, you've followed a lot of bands that you'd kind of fit into that category, and Women was such a highly regarded band, even though they were, you know, kind of challenging, so you can see why they wouldn't be, like, really big in terms of, like, numbers of, you know, in popularity, right? But you'd think some of these other bands would start to catch on too by, you know, music critic mm-hmm. type people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got an EP, Telstar Drugs, on Bandcamp.
Yep.
So what are we playing?
We're playing Unglued.
Telstar Drugs. It's a collection of songs called Endless Straight.
Yeah.
Four songs. Just released a couple weeks ago. So we're on the cutting edge, right?
Absolutely.
I guess it's like 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And the site describes them as, well, this is the tags. Experimental, art rock, guitar pop, kraut rock, salad, Montreal.
Yeah. I'd say that's a pretty accurate description.
Yeah. They sound like salad a lot, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So on a four-song thing, then we should just play two, right?
Yes.
So what else are we going to play?
Let's play Pressed.
Telstar Drugs, any plans for a full-length album, do you know?
I think they're in the process of recording something right now, but I don't know if it's another EP or a full-length.
They're the kind of band that you have to listen to it for a while and let it absorb a bit, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Which, interestingly, makes me kind of want to hear like a whole-length album, just to see how the whole thing unfolds.
Definitely.
They got a neat, clean recording kind of sound and all those interesting chords and sort of discordant stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bit.
So, I mean, you just call it post-punk? I have a really hard time describing music like this. Like, if somebody says to you, like, well, what do they sound like? What do you even say?
I don't know. I think what's interesting about music like this is that when you listen to it enough times, it doesn't really sound discordant anymore. It just sounds like how the music sounds. So,
yeah, your brain like finds a place for those notes and that at first they didn't seem to fit.
Since I've listened to a lot of stuff like this, you know, I don't have like a break-in period for getting used to it. It just sort of sounds good to me. You get like acclimated to that sound, I guess.
You're trained for it. I mean, it really is. Yeah. Your ears are trained for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we're a sophisticated podcast, so we, you know, it's like, you know, whatever, fine wine or something. That's always the thing you compare it to, right?
Maybe.
Something that you that takes a sophisticated taste. That's what you are, Grant, a sophisticated taste kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you've got more. We're not done yet, are we?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing now?
We are doing a band called The Beds.
And I looked. I tried to find them when you told me about them. And, of course, you know, it's not completely Google-proof, but, you know, you don't find it right away. Yeah. So I typed in The Beds Band or Beds Band, and I got Night Beds, which was a band that I liked a lot from last year. But I didn't find The Beds until you told me where to find it, which is in, what do we call this? It's another Bandcamp site.
Record labels Bandcamp.
But it's called Ranch Jams.
Yeah, it's a record label. I think they put out cassettes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've got the digital album, Ride Again, by the band The Beds. Now, tell me about these people.
I think they are members of the band Slow Warm Death. I don't know.
And that was a band from Seattle or something?
No, somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think.
God, why am I associating them with the Northwest? God, I had that totally wrong.
I have no idea.
And this says, it says Pennsylvania 2014, but then it says released 01 January 1982, but I don't think that's... It's not like a re-release, is it?
No, it's definitely not.
From 1982?
It's definitely not.
Yeah, they probably just... That's probably where the... Well, who knows what it means. Okay, so The Beds.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to play 2 instead of 3, because this is a 7-track album.
But we're only going with 2 songs?
Yeah.
Okay, leave the listeners wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to play the first song. It's called Gagger.
Beds. That was rocking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it had some riffs in there.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of Slow Warm Death mixed with the band Wives, which is the noise rock 3-piece that preceded No Age.
And that, yeah, was that one or both guys from No Age?
Both guys from No Age plus another guy.
They were called Wives.
Mm-hmm.
You got their record, right? Didn't you buy that on, or was it cassette?
I bought their CD, actually.
Oh, wow.
I haven't gotten it yet, but recently I ordered that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have any CDs?
Yeah, I have A Place to Bury Strangers and The Newfound Interest in Connecticut. Those are the only CDs I have, though.
And you have, what, maybe like 20 or 25 LPs?
Yeah.
Like vinyl records?
15 cassettes, probably.
Yeah. You're a throwback.
Absolutely.
Total throwback kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, The Beds. What else are we going to play?
All right. We're now going to play the last song, Tex Rides Again.
We'll be right back.
Tex Rides Again from the Beds. Yeah, that's punk rock, I think. Punk rock lives.
Yeah, it's good.
So I'd be interested to hear more of this. So I got to listen to more.
Yeah.
There's a song called Gained 5 Pounds. So that sounds intriguing. So, well, check it out. Bandcamp. You could probably do, let's see, how would they find this? Ranch Jams Bandcamp. I guess the label is Ranch Jams, right?
Yep.
And the band is The Beds. And the 7-song collection that will soon be available on cassette. 100 of them will be available. The Beds.
Yes, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, that's all you've got, huh? Grant's got to take off. And I'll stay with you for a couple minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Grant. We'll talk to you again next time you're on.
All right. Goodbye, listeners. Again.
Okay. Bye, Grant.
Bye.
I'll play one more thing. There's this guy named Chad Van Galen. Might be Van Galen, or it might be Van Galen. I think I'll go with Van Galen. He's another Canadian guy, and he's pretty interesting. Got a new album out, and it's called Shrink Dust. And it's... He's sort of, what's the right word? A little, sort of like an eccentric folk guy. That's what I'm going to call him, on this album at least. And I found this video of him is really interesting. Now I'm not going to be able to find it and link it. Well, it's out there somewhere. Somebody did an interview with him. This was like a couple years ago. And they went out to his studio, his home studio in, is it Calgary? I think it's Calgary. And he's got all these crazy contraptions that he makes music with, and it's kind of cool. It's sort of like he's in this cabin, but I guess it's like the basement, or it's not a basement. I don't know. It's a room in his house, I guess. And if you can somehow find it, it's pretty cool. So let's play a little bit of this new Chad Van Galen album. Let's start. The first track is pretty good. The album is called Shrink Dust. This is Cut Off My Hands.
Cut off both my hands and threw them in the sand. Watched them swim away from me like a pair of bloody crabs. Close my eyes and dream of different skies. Stare straight at the sun and try not to cry for you. Oh no. Doused in waves of static haze, I grew my mind into a maze. It makes me sick. Said I love you both the same.
Chad Van Galen, the album is called Shrink Dust. This guy's been around for a while. He's got several albums. They never get huge, but he's always out there. And so this is the first one that I've given several listens and kind of like it. Here's another song called Wade Sin. Head down on track. Chad Van Gallen. The album is called Shrink Dust. That was Wade Sin. We're going to play one more. This is called All Will Combine. Chad Van Gallen from Calgary, continuing the Canadian theme for this podcast. So that's it. That's what I've got. I think we're going to sign off. And there's more to come next week. I'm looking at two bands right now that I'm excited to talk about next week. So we just never run out of bands, do we? We will not. And but I think now it's time to sign off. So I'm going to do that. So we'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast from iTunes or any podcasting app. You can contact us directly by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com or by posting a comment on our webpage, willsband.net. You can also contact us through the social media, which means Facebook at facebook.com/willsband or Twitter at willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.